Now let's do some serious driving. We'll spend some time on a 600-mile trip across the Pyrenees to central Spain. We're headed for the city of Toledo. Of course, it'd be cruel and unusual punishment not to spend a few days in Madrid, to visit the Prado Museum, to wander the open bookstalls, to see the architecture of downtown Madrid. But I chafe to reach Toledo, for that's where the seeds of modern science first sprouted in Europe. Perhaps you remember Charlton Heston playing the Spanish hero El Cid in freeing Toledo from Muslim rule in 1085 AD. Never mind that the real El Cid was in fact a murdering, looting barbarian. Never mind that he wasn't even around when Toledo fell. Actually, Toledo's Muslim ruler opened the gates to the Christians so he could escape from enemies inside the city. Still, this was a great moment in Western intellectual history. When they got to the library, Christian scholars learned just how far they'd fallen behind the Muslims. For centuries, Jewish and Arab scholars had preserved the ancient Greek books here. Plato and Aristotle were only distorted echoes in the Christian world. Now Europeans saw their legacy firsthand, and they were stunned by its brilliance. The scholars of Toledo led academic tourists from the north through their trove of literature. Those visitors felt like primitive savages among the mountains of newly discovered books. The works of Aristotle presented them with a kit of logical tools that opened a stunning array of capabilities. They rediscovered the syllogism, that miraculous means for using two facts to generate a third. For example, skin gets wet with perspiration. Moisture escapes from things through holes. Therefore, skin must have small holes in it. We suddenly generated a third fact, seemingly out of thin air. The French scholar Pierre Abelard seized on the new logic. He turned Aristotelian dialectic loose on Holy Scripture. By doubting we come to inquiry, he said, and by inquiring we perceive the truth. And that, says commentator James Burke, was revolution. Abelard wrote four rules for inquiry. Use systematic doubt and question everything. Learn the difference between rational proof and persuasion. Be precise in the use of words and expect precision from others. Watch for error, even in Holy Scripture, he added. It's taken 5 centuries for science to fully embrace this old logic in its new wrapper. For the moment, theologians tried to ride the shockwaves Abelard had unleashed. Medieval lawyers were first to arm themselves with these new tools. By the mid-13th century, the Church finally acknowledged Aristotle. When they did, Thomas Aquinas moved in and built a new theology based on Aristotelian logic. Out of that came a new theological statement. No longer understanding can come only through belief, but rather belief can come only through understanding. And there, of course, was modern science in its embryonic state. And all that happened right here.